The Select Presidential Commission on Racism, Bias, and Community Safety and the Student Code of Conduct Task Force have drafted reports about changes they want to see at Penn State. The commission would like Penn State to make broad changes, such as promoting an inclusive and anti-racist campus culture. Clarence Lang, co-chair of the commission, says Penn State should lead change instead of suppress it.
Higher education has to be involved in assessing the role it's going to play as either a vector a progressive change moving forward, or an obstacle.
Shobo Adia, co-chair of the task force, says the student code of conduct has fallen short in keeping marginalized students safe. Among other changes, the task force has proposed adding a separate section to the code of conduct for discriminatory harassment, which previously fell under the general harassment section. Wadia hopes such changes would hold Penn State and the Office of Student Conduct accountable.
Overall, our goal was to align the code with Penn State's mission and values of equity and inclusion.
Barron says the next step for these recommendations is for university leaders to examine them with the Board of Trustees. I'm Andrew Destin, WPSU.